Gurney's got it here. Star 102.3, one of my favorites. Gurney Park District, of course. Susie makes it so great. Executive Director there at Gurney Park District. How's it going?
It's going really good. Thank you, Leah, for having me again.
Since the last time I saw you at the gym a couple days ago. I was walking into Fit Nation and I saw Susie, and you're like royalty there.
Oh,
don't you feel like
thank
it?
Thank you. I don't know if that is the case.
I felt. I'm like, look at that. Susie knows me. I know Susie. Speaking of Fit Nation, let's start there.
That is the place to be fit and healthy. We have a beautiful facility. I mean, you know it. And we have anything and everything that somebody needs for their wellness.
You're not going to get everything that you guys have to offer for a lower price. And I'm not just saying that because I go there, but the group fitness classes are an add-on. You guys have every kind of machine. You have the women's only area where if you're maybe feeling a little, you don't even need to feel self-conscious. Maybe you just want a private area to do your work.
We have it all. And we have the pool. We have aquatic classes. We have anything and everything that everybody needs. So, and the other thing is, it is not only just a gym. It is like a social place, too.
People. Everyone is so kind and welcoming there.
Yeah. And right now, we have no contract, no initiation fee. And if you want to sign up online, you can even sign up online. So it is a wonderful place to be a part of.
Easy peasy. And the weather is already starting to get warmer. We're looking at about 60 tomorrow. What's going on at the new parks?
Oh, yes. We have, once the spring starts, it's one of those things that our parks are all, parks are open all the time, but people come to it when the weather is a little bit warmer. We have 28 different park sites and we have 24 playgrounds. So we redo them every 15 to 20 years. So we redid two of them last fall, which was Prairie Oaks and also Kings Park. So one of the things that I would suggest to people, right now is a time where everybody is looking to save some money and not do things that are not costly, and parks are free. I would say, pack a lunch, take your children and hop from one park to the other and enjoy them all, because you don't have to be limited to your own neighborhood park.
I like that you mentioned the children and hopping, because this Saturday you got Bunny Bash.
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah. It's on April 1st and we have the bunny, and this is a pre-registered program. So if you're planning on come, you just need to go online and register. There's a session from 8 to 9 and another one from 9:15 to 10:15. It is going to be a ton of fun. And you get a chance to take a picture with the Easter Bunny, and there's going to be egg hunt and good time for families in general. So I highly recommend that everybody stop by.
And season passes are on sale now. Speaking of the warmer weather, the Aquatic Center, which is a must. Even if you are in the surrounding communities of Gurney, get the season pass to the Gurney Aquatic Center.
Absolutely. And it is talking about inexpensive things to do locally. Mm-hmm. That is another one of those gems that we have in our community. And believe it or not, in 2 months, we'll be opening. I mean, it's
we'll
that
be here
close.
Before we know it. And camp registration, if you're looking for somewhere to send the kids. And even if they don't have to go somewhere, the camp that you guys offer is incredible. My kids absolutely love it.
Yes. Yeah, it is a good program to keep the kids engaged throughout the day. We offer a very, very strong summer camp program. So that is also, of course, you have to register for it. And registrations are coming in very hot and heavy at this point, and I highly recommend that program because people love it.
Where can people get more information?
GurneyParkDistrict.com.
It's as easy as that. Thank you so much for coming in. I see you brought some treats, and I'm assuming that's your Gurney go-to, but I gotta ask.
Yes. You know, I'm a foodie, so it's always going to be food.
As am I.
Yeah, Riverside Cafe. It's a place where the food is great, service is wonderful, and you walk in and you can just kind of feel like you're on vacation because they're decor and everything in there that makes you feel like you're in a different place.
Susie, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Leah.